Power 107.5, Columbus' number one station for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in to Any Given Sunday, the only show that's for you, by you, and we cannot do this show without you. Make sure you go to mycolumbuspower.com. You can hit the Any Given Sunday tab and check us out online. Also, hit me up on Instagram at Yavis Ellis. That's Y-A-V as in Victor, E-S, last name Ellis. Also got SP the Cool Kid with me. SP, what up, man?
What up, man?
What you doing, man? Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm all good.
We also got Sasha Sherrill in the building with us as well. Hey, Sasha, yeah. What up?
What's up?
So, man, this video surfaced recently. You know, it seems like Mardi Gras was a pretty crazy week. You know, you had Ray J getting hit on. You had just all kind of crazy stuff going on. But in Biloxi, Mississippi, you know, their Associated Press was talking about how rapper Afro Man punched a female fan on stage during a concert. And he was only charged with a simple assault. But the assault wasn't that simple. Like, the way he hit this girl was the kind of way you would hit a man. And Afro Man's not a small guy. He's a pretty big, burly brother. And this young lady, she probably weighed maybe a buck 10, a buck 15. She flew across the stage. Now, Sasha, you said that he made a... He responded to why he did this.
Mm-hmm.
What was his reasoning?
He pretty much said that there was a man heckling him, and then the woman kept dancing on stage.
Okay.
And he thought that they left, but then somebody bumped him. So he just, you know, he thought it was a man. He just turned around and swung.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being a woman.
SP, you buy it?
No, I don't buy it. I can't buy it from a man who made a song because I got high.
Yeah.
I just can't buy it.
You know what? They should have. When they said why, you probably should have said because I got high.
No, actually, no. He said he had anxiety because it was Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. He didn't have time to eat dinner, and he didn't have time to medicate.
Okay, so
medicate because I got high. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was about five songs into the set when it actually occurred. And
Time out. You know what question I'm about to ask?
I don't know what five songs he had. I don't know if he even
so
got a chance to perform
lie.
That song. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
A lie.
So they said that they pulled the plug on him when that happened, and they met him at the bottom of the stage to escort him outside, and I guess then he was taken into custody. So they probably, when he punched the girl, they probably called the cops. You know what I'm saying? Right away. Now, what was crazy to me was that the young man followed the girl on stage. I'm assuming it had to be her boyfriend, maybe, who followed her on stage, and instead of standing up for his girlfriend, he gave Afro Man the, hey, I don't want these problems hands. And and he kept it moving. I don't know if y'all seen the video, but he jumped on stage and he gave him like, hey, I don't, hands up, you know what I mean? Hands up, don't punch type stuff. So I'm going to put y'all in a scenario. You know, Sasha, say you're at Mardi Gras and you had too many drinks, you jump on stage and Afro Man punches you in the face. Do you break up with your boyfriend after he doesn't defend you?
Yeah, I have to. You got to do something. You got to. Either if you're not gonna put hands on him, you got to say something to him. Come on now.
SP, what do you do? What do you do if you know, God forbid he punches your significant other in the face, even though she was on stage heckling him?
Listen, there's three things that's gonna happen. A, it's two options. I'm gonna get up there and see how big this man really is. Like if he like Shaq's size, I'm a. Look him up and down real quick, like I'm mad, cuss and fuss, wait till security come, and then act like I'm trying to
there
get
you go. There you go.
But if it's somebody I think I can take, he catching these hands.
Right.
Third, after the whole of it, I'm going to be like, why don't you go on stage and heckle that man, girl? Mm. It's got to happen. Like, she has to hear it.
So you eventually turn it onto her as being her fault? Because I feel like sometimes, you know, girls can put, you know, their boyfriends in bad positions, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know if you ever dated a girl like this, SP, but you might be out and you're at the movie theater and she may tell somebody, y'all need to be quiet for my boyfriend come up there and, you know what I'm saying, and make y'all be quiet. Like I've had friends who that's happened to before and they told their girlfriend, like, chill.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, relax, you know what I mean, before you get me stumped out in this theater.
No,
you know what
I've
mean?
Never been in that situation. But when she say chill before my boyfriend come up, I'll be like, where he at? where he at? That dude back there? I'm about to go get some popcorn real quick.
It's like that meme where the girl's arguing with her dad and she said, my boyfriend ain't scared of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't put me in that position.
Right.
Because I might be scared. I might be scared. Don't do that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, speaking of, war and confrontation, President Barack Obama recently said that the war with Islam is an ugly lie. And this is one of the first times that he's ever, blasted the so-called war on Islam. And this was this past Thursday. He was saying that, he's tired of the critics and all these people were talking about, the anti-terror rhetoric. And, SP, a few months ago, we had a Muslim guy come on and talk to us about, right. how they've been discriminated against and, that every person that studies Islam is not a terrorist. And it seems like what President Barack Obama is saying is that, there's a difference between those who are radical terrorists and who have the Islam faith and those who are just regularly just Islams. So, are Muslims, I should say. SP, what are your thoughts on this right off?
Well, I think he's absolutely right, and I'm glad he said it, because the fact of the matter is somebody that looks like me could study the Quran as well.
Right.
So it's just not tied to a race or race of people, but also there have been radical Christians as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the KKK. The KKK will wreak havoc during the week and in church on Sunday and wouldn't miss a Sunday.
That's real.
Among other groups in Christianity who are extreme as well. So every religious group has an extreme section. And I think what we associate with, because I think before, nobody really thought about the Islamic religion until the events of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, they just put the whole tag that the Islamic faith is evil, is bad, everybody's a terrorist. But that's just the extremist side of the faith. And I think people are misinformed. And sometimes I think journalists add into the fear and misinform people as well.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like the way TV demonizes the Islam religion and the way they demonize these terrorists. Don't get me wrong. These terrorists are doing some things that are crazy, cutting off heads and, going and kidnapping villages. But, you have to look at ISIS and not take ISIS and put it over the whole religion of Islam. And so what happens is I think the president is kind of saying this is a war against these extreme terrorists, not a war against a religion of Islam, so to speak.
Well, yeah, I'm glad he definitely made a difference between the two, because like I said, just because you study the Quran doesn't make you a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I kind of hate is at one point people were saying President Obama is Islamic.
Right.
So I hope that doesn't come back to haunt him, because it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And saying something like this to defend it, because you've heard no other president defend any other type of religion.
Right.
Maybe Kennedy, because he was Catholic.
Right.
But everybody's pretty much been the American vision of what a president should be. He should be Protestant or something like that. Mm-hmm. Not too extreme with religion, but he's religious. We don't speak on any other religion. But for President Obama to come up and speak based on morals and what he thinks is right and setting the people right, I hope the American public doesn't backlash just because of that.
And SP, you made a really good point when you compared, how the KKK was, extreme, terrorists here in America, and they were Christians. And so, when you think about that comparison to what ISIS is to Islam, it does make perfect sense. I want to know what you think. Go to mycolumbuspower.com right now, hit the Any Given Sunday tab, and leave some comments on this conversation. But when we come back, we're talking to Nexus Academy. It's a great school here in the city of Columbus. They're doing some awesome things in the community, and they have a huge event that they'll be a part of February 28th at Veritas Community Church. So check that out coming up next here on Any Given Sunday, Power 107.5.